Good morning, Chavest and Caldecott and Chelston Rise. It's Saturday the 30th of May and this is Adrian Dale with the Daily Podcast. First of all, happy birthday to Mark Jennery of Chelston Rise. Mark is 40 today. Now, ordinarily, Julie would have splashed out on a McLaren F1 sports car and a private jet to Barbados for a beach party. However, Boris said no to her special exemption request, and so Mark, a shout out on the podcast is all you're getting. But wait until you're 50, then she'll push the boat out. Now, yesterday, the Office of National Statistics released a survey of randomly sampled people in the UK. 87 of the 19,000 people sampled were carrying the COVID-19 virus. That's nearly 0.5%, or roughly 1 in 200 people. Translated to this village, that means we may have 3 or 4 people carrying the virus as I speak to you now. Of those carrying the virus, and this is the shocking bit, more than 70% of these were completely symptom-free. So translated to this village, that means that 2 or 3 people in the village are walking around today carrying the virus but showing no symptoms at all. Well, who are they? Well, we just don't know. That's the point. They won't even know it. They aren't suffering, but they may still be shedding the virus particles for you and I to catch. Now, judging by the long queues at Asda yesterday and the huge quantities of beer and burgers that were purchased, Britain is having one enormous barbecue this weekend. Back gardens will be full of friends, no more than 6, of course, and all doing their best to social distance. But I think the crucial thing that most people have missed is that the new relaxed rules don't actually start until Monday. But actually, I think I'm guessing that ship has sailed. However, there is a problem. Most people can't judge 2 metres. My arms, stretched as wide as they can be, are only 1.6 metres between my fingertips. So by definition, it would be almost impossible for someone to pass me a beer or a burger without entering my safe bubble. Now, you've heard it said that size isn't everything. Well, actually, distance isn't either. The government safety guidelines are based upon the assumption that you spend less than 15 minutes sitting or standing 2 metres away from someone. You might have more leeway in a breeze blowing away from you outside. However, every centimetre closer that you get to someone and every minute longer that you spend in their company will increase the chances of transmission. So barbecues in the back garden will be great fun. But you really are playing Russian roulette. Are any of the people in my garden unsuspecting carriers? Are they infectious? Will they stay the right distance away? And if I catch it, will I succumb to the virus? Or more importantly, will I be the one to pass it to my vulnerable family member? That's a really tough one to call. And best of luck to whoever tries. Now, my call's easy. I'm taking another day off, yee, and I'm going to see Helen in Lincoln, laden with supplies. Now, I know that I'm under no risk whatsoever from Helen. She's medically self-isolating, and she only leaves the house for shopping and exercise. She exercises before 7 a.m, and she always meets the same people who walk across the other side of the road. And she calls into the co-op just as it opens at 7 o'clock. Few others are there, but she still wears a mask and she scampers round that shop, dodging the staff and anyone else that comes in. All these are sensible precautions, so there's no Russian roulette here. Realistically, I am much more of a threat to Helen, as I'm out and about in the village all day long. However, just watch me and you'll see how wary I am. In my youth, I did cancer research, mincing up tumours, and I was paranoid about inhaling contaminated aerosols. Those infection control lessons have never left me. It's one of the reasons why I've been so critical of the government's stance on masks. My old boss used to say, if you can smell it, it might kill you. Unfortunately, we can't smell COVID-19, but if you can smell someone's perfume or their breath, then you're much too close. I'm confident enough to enter Helen's garden tomorrow, and even better, to take advantage of the latest relaxation of the rules. Yes, I can at last enter her house to use the bathroom, provided, of course, I wear a mask and gloves. Just 4 months ago, who could have imagined that indoor plumbing would be the highlight of my day? Actually, I shouldn't have said that, of course. Meeting Helen will be the highlight of the weekend. A toilet is just a bonus. Sorry, my dear. So have a great weekend, folks, and please stay safe. As we take those baby steps back to normality, we don't want any more infections in Chelsea Cumcorquid. Thank you.